Well, hey, hi, how are you? It's 6 o'clock, Andy and Mel. Here we are. The day has finally come.
Where all political ads will stop after today.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
I counted the number of flyers last night. I took a picture of it.
In your mailbox?
That we had gotten over the last, I don't know, month or so.
Oh, boy.
Guess how many?
25.
37!
Holy cow.
And those are just the ones I did not throw away.
Wow.
I was throwing them away probably a month or so ago, and after a while, Crystal picked up a bunch of old mail that was sitting on the kitchen table and was going to throw them away. I'm like, no. I want to get a picture of those for a blog post.
Wow.
So I took a picture of a montage, and I didn't even put all of them on the table because I could only get so far away from it, and I could only get so many on the table.
Holy Hannah.
Yeah. So
that is a lot.
But you could tell the ones who spent all their money on the mailings and the ones who spent their money on TV.
Yeah.
Because the ones who spent their money on mailings didn't have very many.
Right.
And the ones who spent a lot of money on TV, or that's what I just said.
Yeah, I know what you meant.
The ones who spent all their money on mailings weren't on TV. So, it's election day. You're supposed to go vote. You know, I'm seriously considering just omitting votes on certain things.
Okay.
Where I don't really like either option.
Mm.
Not so much on the ballot measures, but on the people.
Right.
You know, I know you're supposed to vote, but, you know, if neither one trips your trigger, it is okay to abstain from the vote on that one.
Gotcha.
Instead of giving a vote to someone who may be worse than the other, even though you don't really know. You just don't know.
Now, is there something in South Dakota that we have to vote on for our other votes to count? Because I know in Minnesota, if you don't vote on the marriage proposal thingy.
Really?
Yeah. That your vote doesn't count for, like, president. So I don't know how it works in South
Dakota. Well, nobody's vote actually counts for president anyway.
Well, there's something. Like, if you don't vote on that particular item.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Then... yeah, then your rest of your votes or something like
that. Find
that
story. I want to read that.
Okay.
That's ridiculous. Well, find it when we go to break.
Okay. Well, just following orders, boss.
Well, you could start finding it, but like, you know.
I was going to Google.
There are some ballot measures around the country that are pretty interesting.
Are they stupid interesting?
Some of them, yes.
Okay.
Well, the first one is. I mean, it's... I don't know. This one is ridiculous. In California, they're voting on Measure B in Los Angeles County. They're asking voters whether to require condoms and dental dams in porno movies. If it passes, the porn industry will probably leave LA.
Okay.
Yeah. But the public is voting on that. You know, health thing.
Okay. Interesting.
Arizona is voting on who owns the Grand Canyon, Proposition 120. Whether the Grand Canyon should be controlled by the federal government or get turned over to the state.
Oh.
And no one's quite sure if Arizona can afford to fund it, but anyway. The legalization of marijuana.
That's how marijuana sounds?
Well, that's what it sounds like when you smoke it. When you're trying to hold it in, you know.
Okay.
Didn't you hang out with potheads?
No.
Oh.
But that's not...
I did for a while.
That's not really... I don't think how it sounds.
I'm exaggerating a little bit.
Oh, okay. Because the spitting out part confused me.
Well, that's like the blow where they're coughing.
Oh, okay. That just sounds like you're hawking a loogie.
Okay. Well, I guess I just hung out with more unseemly people in college.
Apparently.
Colorado, Oregon, and Washington will be voting to legalize all marijuana, not just medicinal.
Oh. Oh.
Now, in Colorado in particular, a state in which I lived, I know there's some people there that love their marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Especially in Boulder.
Yeah.
Where all the hippies live that go to the University of Colorado.
Ah.
It's funny how they're wanting to legalize the smoking of marijuana, but they banned smoking in cars. Cigarette smoke.
Ridiculous.
You can't smoke anything. But, hold on. There's some things we like to smoke.
So if it gets approved, which is unlikely, but let's say it gets approved.
Because most of Colorado is pretty conservative, but yeah. The Denver, Boulder area is pretty liberal. Right. So
are they going to be able to just walk around on the sidewalk smoking marijuana?
See, I don't know. These are just states that are doing some interesting ballot measures. Oregon is going to be using autocorrect.
What?
In their constitution. They're voting to fix spelling errors in their constitution.
Are you kidding?
No.
Really?
Voters will get to decide whether to fix things like the way they spelled independent with an A instead of an E.
Why would they just fix that?
It's the constitution. You can't just up and fix something.
You can't fix a spelling mistake?
No. It's the constitution.
Okay. I wouldn't understand why you can't just fix
it. I don't either, but it's the Constitution. You can't
Why didn't they spell check it before?
Well, probably because it was written before spell check.
They have a dictionary, didn't they?
I don't know if they had a dictionary in 1860 or whatever year Colorado became a state.
Maybe not.
So I'm sure they were around, but anyway.
Okay.
And there are two states that ban alcohol sales on Election Day.
Yeah, I heard about that. South Carolina and...
Kentucky. Now, this dates back to when... these days we vote in schools and churches and various public buildings. Well, back in the day, the most public of places were not schools or churches. They were bars and saloons. And so, I mean, this dates way back to when people were voting in bars. And so they banned the sale of alcohol on those days.
I kind of vote in a bar because where I vote in Lenox is at the VFW and it is connected to a bar.
Well,
so kind of.
Yeah. But
I could go get a drink if I wanted to.
But most states have banned it. There were a ton of states that had this law, but most have gotten rid of it because it's outdated and silly. But Kentucky and South Carolina are still hanging on to it.
They just have it around. I don't think they enforce it.
No, you cannot sell alcohol, period.
So I hope they all got their booze yesterday.
I mean, liquor stores, bars are closed.
That is weird.
Yeah, but that's the law.
In the whole state? I think that they get around it like restaurants that serve.
Why do you keep talking in circles?
Because I don't think that
I just told you, yes, the whole state, no alcohol is allowed to be sold. The whole state? Yes, the whole state. Not just part of it.
I think that's dumb.
That's why I brought it up, because it is dumb.
But I think that there's probably ways around it.
Where is there left to go with this topic?
Because if they have a restaurant and they serve booze...
There is no alcohol sales in these two states today, period. End of story.
I had talked about this with somebody, I don't remember, and they actually said that was such a long time ago that they don't do it anymore.
This the other states, true, yes, but these two still do it.
Yes, those are the ones that we were speaking about.
Yeah, but you kept talking in a circle.
I wasn't talking in a circle.
Okay, well, it was at least a zigzaggy line. It was taking us a lot longer to get to the end.
It was regarding the same thing. Okay, anyway, carry on.
It was like taking 115 to go to Dell's instead of the interstate.
Carry on.
Kim Kardashian went to the gym in Miami yesterday. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, and she parked in the handicap spot.
Yeah, she did. And she also double parked.
Yeah.
I am ready for her to leave the planet.
I wouldn't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
I think she should be on the first test flight to the moon.
She might be.
Because, you know, then if something goes wrong, whoops, we lost a Kardashian.
I don't think they would pick Kim.
Uh-oh. I'll throw her in the cargo bay.
Take Chloe.
Nah, Chloe doesn't bug me nearly as much as Kim does.
Kim's more entertaining.
How?
I don't know. I just find her more entertaining.
What is entertaining about her? Her talent?
Why
is she famous?
Being annoying, and she's got a big butt and her sex tape.
Yeah, that's okay. I'd never watched anything with her on it. The only thing I've ever seen her on is like Entertainment Tonight.
You've never watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians? I know you secretly
You've
watch
You've never
it.
Watched Modern Marvels on the History Channel? And there's my point.
I know. It was a joke.
Yeah. Got it.
Thanks for the thumbs up.
Yeah. That was a good one. At least you didn't laugh at your own joke this time. News is coming up. Hang on.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 623. Topping out at 50 today. Going to be a little bit windy. 39 now. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Your Facebook post absolutely makes me want to change my core beliefs and lifelong philosophy, said no one ever.
Okay.
It's political-ish.
Sort of, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait till tomorrow.
I'm so sick of seeing everybody on my Facebook like,
it'll be bad for another day too.
Oh yeah, because then
they'll be celebrating or pouting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just not going to read Facebook for 2 days, which will be weird.
Said Mel never.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is November 6th. It is Election Day, and it is the greatest day I have ever known. But it is not, because Emma Stone is 24 today. She was in Easy A, The House Bunny, Zombieland.
She might be in the new Star Wars movies.
Yeah.
I like her.
Lamar Odom, he's married to Khloe Kardashian. His side job is a player on the LA Clippers. He's 33 today.
He doesn't get traded.
Wiley Wiggins is 36 today. Wiley Wiggins, he was Mitch Kramer in Dazed and Confused.
Oh.
One of the best drinking games ever was to play the Dazed and Confused drinking game.
Okay.
One of the drinks was every time Mitch, Wiley Wiggins, touched his nose, he'd be hammered a half hour in.
Why did he touch his nose so much?
Just nervous tick. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Rebecca Romijn is 40 today. She used to be hooked up with John Stamos.
Yeah.
Now she's with Jerry O'Connell. Okay. Ethan Hawke is 42. Maria Shriver is 57 today. I wonder if she's doing the housework herself now.
No, she's not.
Glenn Frey from the Eagles is 64. Sally Field is 66. Pat Tillman would have been 36 today. He was the NFL player who was so struck by September 11th, he left professional football, was playing for the Cardinals, enlisted in the Army, both he and his brother did, and was killed by friendly fire in Afghanistan in April of 2004. 1860. 82% of the eligible voters turned out to elect Abraham Lincoln as our 16th president. Of course, at that point, eligible voters did not include blacks or women. 1923, Jacob Schick was granted a patent for the electric razor.
Ah, nice.
Yeah. 1997, an LA judge denied a request by Tommy and Pamela Lee to block the Internet Entertainment Group from offering free viewings of their Naughty Home video.
Yeah.
Honk, honk, honk.
At least pay for it.
Honk, honk. If you've seen the video, you know what I'm talking about there.
I have not seen the video.
He honked the horn on the boat.
Oh, boy.
1998, The Siege, starring Denzel Washington and Bruce Willis, and The Waterboy with Adam Sandler both opened to packed houses for one reason.
Why?
The Star Wars Episode I trailer was being shown before and after both movies.
Oh.
And everybody wanted to get a look at the Wookiee senator.
Smart.
And in 2002, Winona Ryder was found guilty of grand theft and vandalism, both felonies, for shoplifting some overpriced clothes at Saks Fifth Avenue that she could have easily just bought herself.
Right.
But today is the greatest day I have ever known. Because on this day in 1993, a song hit number one on the pop singles chart by the guy known as Meatloaf. Piano, not a drum.
Well, I don't really. I'm not a piano player, so I was just doing the beat of it.
Xylophone?
Yeah, xylophone.
Yeah, Meatloaf. I'd never do anything for love, but I won't do that. Or whatever it was.
The song is like 7 minutes long, so back in the day when you needed to go to the bathroom,
yeah,
that's the song you played.
7:39.
Yeah.
At least the video is from MTV2 on YouTube. Because we actually didn't have it anywhere in the system.
Weird.
I was kind of surprised. Yeah. Meatloaf, I would do anything for love, blah, 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 on this day, 1993. That's why today, November 6th is... Dirt.
I've got some gossip on who's going to be People Magazine's 60th Man Alive for 2012. I'll tell you about it coming up in the dirt.
628, Hot 104.7.
Did you... This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 642, up to 50 today, going to be windy. Okay, so you found the story about that in Minnesota,
They have the whole marriage thing on the ballot.
Yeah, the amendment defining marriage. Yeah.
And what I had heard is that if you don't make a vote either way, yes or no, towards that amendment, that your vote towards president would not count. And I can't seem to find anything saying that, but I did find out that if there are blank ballots, which happens like if a voter leaves an amendment question blank, then a blank vote or a blank counts as a no vote. So you want to make sure
that
you do
sense.
Something. Yeah. More than 50% of ballots cast must actively mark yes that they want to amend the state constitution in order for that to happen. So the only way a reverse constitutional amendment is by passing another constitutional amendment. So they
that makes sense.
Yeah. So that's the only thing I can find for sure on it. I cannot find anything regarding if it counts for their vote for president or not if they don't vote on there.
I think it's funny how rumors start. Like,
oh, I know.
Because someone hears one thing and they interpret another.
And you know what? I'm not saying that it's not true. I'm just not finding anything regarding that.
I could say something like, I like cats. And someone will hear that as, Andy doesn't like cats. What a jerk. He's a complete toolbar. And then I get emails and phone calls. It's like, were you listening? No, you weren't. You just wanted to hear what you wanted to hear, and then you flew off the handle.
That happens quite often.
Yeah. Especially you.
No.
You fly off the handle.
I think I'm just born that way. Like, I'm supposed to get, like, excitable about things.
Like, you're supposed to.
Yeah. Like, it's just like my personality.
Well, yeah. But you can find restraint, too.
Oh, I have restraint. Be amazed at things that I don't say.
You have about as much restraint as I have skinny. So since Superstorm Sandy hit last week, hundreds of members of the National Guard, the Army, Air Force have been in New York doing relief work. And they've been staying at the Lexington Armory in Manhattan. They just got kicked out.
Why?
To make room for a Victoria's Secret fashion show.
Nuh-uh.
Apparently, a lingerie fashion show gets priority over people helping millions of New Yorkers.
What?
On Sunday night, at least 150 members of the National Guard and the military were jammed into an area of the armory that was too tight even to hold 50 people. And they had three times as many people there. Meanwhile, Victoria's Secret brought in equipment and set up temporary dressing rooms. Yesterday, the rescue workers were relocated to community centers and hotels, where they're putting 5 to 10 people in a 2-person room. The government's covering the cost of these hotels. The fashion show is tomorrow, and the relief workers will be able to get back to the armory on Thursday. But we're guessing they'll be more than a little bit jaded by that.
Yeah. Wow. I don't understand. Couldn't they postpone or something?
I actually turned on Katie Couric's show when I got home yesterday afternoon. Just by accident, it happened to be the channel it was on.
You should have seen my face there for those listening.
I love Katie. I watch her all the time. Mm-hmm. No,
I'm so glad that you finally admitted that.
But she had John Bon Jovi on talking about the...
What?
Okay, are you going to let me tell the story or are you going to keep interrupting?
I was just excited. I should have DVR'd it.
Okay, so anyway, John Bon Jovi was on with Katie Couric. And he was telling the story about his, he's got some kind of food charity where they make meals or whatever. It's called Soul Kitchen.
Yep.
And he didn't have any money. All he had was a credit card. And he was going to send someone to go with his credit card to go buy more chicken or whatever it was they needed. And he's like, wait a minute, they're never going to believe I gave this to you to use.
Right.
So he's like, what do we do? And all of a sudden, out of the blue, this little girl that he thought her name was Alexa comes up. She had sold a bunch of stuff and had $400 and wanted to help. And she gave them the $400.
Aww.
And yeah. And then they turn around and they're gone. You know.
Oh, my goodness.
Hell, I'd at least ask for a picture with John Bon Jovi.
Right?
She didn't. She just dropped off the money and left.
It's in, like, impossible to meet him, by the way.
And so, yeah, and some of the video I saw there yesterday was some stuff I had not seen. The Jersey Shore, the shore is all over town. It washed the beach everywhere.
I'm sure.
I mean, there's sand everywhere. And, you know, there were fires that got started and there's no way to stop them. Even though there's water everywhere, they couldn't stop them. The houses are burning to the ground. It's just, it's terrible there.
Ugh.
But.
Terrible. Awful.
So hopefully we obviously we'll never get a hurricane. Hopefully we don't get a blizzard that turns into something like that. Ugh. But the good news is the blizzard, if we do get one, it always melts.
It does.
It's kind of a manageable disaster. You know, I don't think we're really even capable of having anything like that outside of like an ice storm, maybe knocking out power.
Well, it's been known
causing
to happen.
Mayhem.
I mean, blizzards can knock out power and stuff. We've had that happen.
Well,
before.
Yeah, but usually it's isolated. Plus, a lot of power has gotten moved underground. Electricity, electrical lines, because if you can, why not?
And honestly, thank goodness for cell phones now, because, you know, back in the day when a lot of those bad storms happened, it would knock out your phone line. So
what?
You never had a phone line get knocked out?
No, never.
Phone didn't work?
No, you're more likely to lose your cell phone than a landline.
Mm. I don't know. Are you? Do you think?
Yes. Because a cell phone tower can get knocked down in an ice storm.
Right.
Your phone lines are underground. They're pretty safe.
They are underground now?
They have been for decades.
Oh. How many?
By the way, your phone is basically running through data lines now.
Yeah. How many do you think percentage of actual landlines there are anymore?
I have no idea.
Can't be very many.
I would guess in homes.
I mean, besides, 30%. You think so?
30-40%.
I think it's even that high.
Oh, yeah. It's higher. Just because you don't have a landline doesn't mean the rest of the world doesn't. I do.
I'm not.
We have a landline.
Yeah, but you also have crappy cell phone service by your house. Do you think that if you had good cell phone service by your house that you would have a landline?
Yeah. Just because of that backup nature of it.
Mm.
And it's a lot easier to use. Cell phones, regular phones are clear. And they always ring in my house. In my whole house. Not just where my phone is. Because if my phone is upstairs and I'm downstairs, don't know. Anyway, we have got fun coming up. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 657 up to 50 today. It's election day. Polls open here in 2.5 minutes or so. And we were just talking about landlines and, you know, stuff like that. And I think we have someone who can tell us something. Kayla's on the phone. How are you, Kayla?
I'm doing good.
What's up?
Well, just commenting on your home lines. I used to work at CenturyLink, and I think it was about 33% of people still have home phones in their house.
See?
Ah, okay.
But some of them, their power line or their phone lines are still overhead. Very few, but they're more like in Arizona and stuff, the calls that we got.
Oh, so, but around here, they're pretty much all underground, aren't they?
I believe so.
Here's where the problem that you run into is a lot of people don't actually have, like, how when we grew up, they had the phone on the wall. Most are all, like, powered by electricity.
You mean they're cordless phones?
Cordless phones,
right.
We have one corded phone in our house.
You do? Okay, yeah. I was going to say, because otherwise, if you don't have a phone set up that way and you only have the cordless phone and the electricity goes out, you're screwed.
Yeah, that's why you have to have one corded phone. We have another one. It's just not hooked up. It's just sitting in the closet waiting for a power outage. Yeah. Well, hey, we're ready.
I was also wondering, quick fact for you guys, you know in the movie 2012, New York was the first place to flood?
Really?
Think about it.
I never saw. Oh, no. We're all going to die on the 21st.
Conspiracy theory.
Yeah. We're all hosed.
You guys have a good day.
You too. Thanks, Kayla.
Yep.
But that's a little disturbing.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah. We have got news coming up. It's 6:59 Hot 104.7.
In the eyes of Hot 104.7.com.